327-842.
Hey Ed, long time no talk. I was eavesdropping and I heard that you've been really busy and in and out. What's up?
I just wanted to say hi. It's been a long time, like you just said. You know, we haven't talked in a long time, so I haven't seen you either. So I was just wondering how you doing. Just wanted to wave a hand, I guess.
Yeah, when I heard your voice, I almost chimed in just because it's been so long, and it's good to hear you. And Richard, by the way, I don't know if it's Kent L1, it's Kent L99 or Kent 199. I'm looking at the characters on my screen here, and I can't really make the difference. So I don't know. It looks like a lowercase L, but it might be 199. Who knows? Word to the wise, don't put an L next to letters in your email address because you can't tell what it is. So have you been traveling, Ed?
Oh, yeah, I have. I'm supposed to go to California again on Tuesday. Been moving around and then trying to take care of the house here and all the acorns and all the outdoor work. You know how that goes, I'm sure. So, yeah, I'm here, but I got to put another suitcase together.
Oh, I'm sorry you have to go to California so much. I was there, what, a couple of years ago? No, a year and a half ago. And I went in June, but not last June. It was the June before. So I haven't been back for a while. But that was all the way down in Orange County. So, the acorns. I don't know. It seems like I thought the black oak that we have here. I thought I'd read that they produce acorns every other year, not every year. But I'm telling you, every single year I seem to get more and more and more and more acorns. I can't believe it. Have you noticed that? It seems like bumper crops every single year.
Well, yeah, I know a few things. One is the trees grow every year, and, that's Mother Nature. But every 5 years we have a mass dump of acorns. Every 5 years, we're right on schedule for that, and that means it's going to be a colder winter from what I've been told by, the locals and so forth. So, we've been just working on doing that. We've got a lot of oak trees on the property here, trying to change that, and we are. And so it's becoming less, but it's still a lot, and that's living in Oregon.
Yeah, I've had just a ton of them. I have two oak trees in the yard that dump like crazy at opposite ends of the yard. Everything else is, evergreen conifer type things. But what I did, I lowered my effort on landscaping, yard maintenance, because my dog departed this terrestrial existence about, almost a year ago. So I left the gates open, and not that that would matter with the deer. They could jump the fence easy enough, but they've been browsing my lawn and my plants so much, at least twice a day, to the point that I've only had to mow like once this summer, and I usually have to mow like every week because they've been keeping my lawn. Of course, I've been watering less too, but anyways, I've been letting the four-legged pests eat everything, and I haven't had to do as much trimming.
Roger that. Yeah, we had that issue. We couldn't grow anything here because it would be eaten. But since I put the field fence up and all that, they've been out. I've got some other things going on to keep the turkeys out too. Been pretty successful with that. So we're able to grow things here, and the lawn looks great. The flowers are great. So it was a good move, and we're kind of acclimating still after 6 years.
Yeah, if the deer aren't here, the turkeys are. So they're picking the place pretty clean. But the reason why I was commenting on the deer is that where I used to have a problem with acorns, now I have a problem with acorn shells, because it appears that this massive drop of acorns is now mostly shells, because I think they just sit there and munch on them. They crack them and eat the delicious nugget inside, and then the shells are everywhere. So that's kind of interesting, a little different than usual. Usually I'm having to deal with the full acorn. Now I'm dealing with these super sharp shells. And I had a funny, a couple weeks ago, the deer and the turkeys were both browsing in my yard, and the deer were getting after the turkeys. It was so funny. It's like, hey, get out of here. It was funny. They were kind of like chasing them. It was pretty comical, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing animals chase animals out here, turkeys and deer and all that, yeah. Speaking of the shells, they actually, somebody picks those up and puts them in a bag, and they sell them at the Grange. So I don't know why you would want to buy them, but they are there. Yeah, we've had an incredible amount of acorns over here that we've already taken out, and we've still got more work to do, I think, not too much, but the leaves are next. The leaves are coming.
WRKU 327. Well, thank you for reminding me. I was trying to avoid the thought of that. As much as I love the seasonal changes that we have here, raking leaves has got to be my least favorite thing, or blowing them and raking. Well, it's usually both, and I absolutely disdain that, but I was willfully ignorant of that until you had to bring it up. Thanks a lot, Ed.
Yeah, and not to mention all the pine needles that have fallen or have yet to fall. I've been blowing them up into little, you know, bundles already, and they're not even done yet. So, yay, it's great talking to you, Wes, about the local chores we have to do here in the Merlin area. And we'll talk soon, I guess, again. I'm going to let you go. This is WRAG842. I'll be clear on yours.
Okay, Ed, what a pleasure to be able to reconnect, and hopefully we'll talk more as the insanity unfolds. We live in exciting times, my friend, and it's kind of fun to watch, especially from the wilds of Southern Oregon, hunkered down on our compounds. So I'll chat with you later. WRKU 327, I'm clear.
WSJP 332, comment on Old Barney.
Again, WRAG 842.
All right, bye-bye, Ed. Was that 322 comment on Old Barney? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. On Old Barney, I was doing some search on Facebook, and I have a phone number if anyone is interested.
Yeah, I'm kind of imagining he doesn't want phone calls, but if somebody's desperate to call him, he's just a homeowner with a barn that he created into a kind of private music venue, but He mostly communicates via an email list. So I would imagine he doesn't want phone calls, but that's just me. I don't know. Maybe he does.
Well, on his Facebook page, it does say RSVP for reservations, DM or text, and it's got a phone number, and it is on his personal page on Kent Fisher, but I did the search under House of Old Barney.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I bet you that sounds like that's perfect. Well, DM or text would mean that Facebook direct message and text to the phone, maybe to get on the mailing list. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, I imagine he would be happy to get a text message, and he'll throw you on the mailing list, and then you'll get updates on on who's playing. That sounds like that's a good idea. So if there's, I don't think there's a problem putting it out on the air, as long as it, you know, you want to respond with a text message, because you know that in this day and age, there's a big disparity between a phone call and a text message, right? I mean, when I get phone calls from numbers that aren't in my contacts list, I don't even answer. How about you?
I sometimes will answer, and when I know it's a spam, I like to play with them.
Nice. I love it. That's great. Yeah, I try to do the same. Anyway, yeah, you can shoot it out there.
Okay, so on his Facebook page, it's under Kent Fisher, and he's got a list for all of the October house concerts. And then at the bottom, it says for reservations, DM or text 541-592-6288.
Thank you, Kimber. There you go, Richard. Since the email address I gave you was probably bogus with that, but we didn't know if it was a L or a 1, but there you go.
Yeah, you squashed each other. Stop that.
Yeah, that wasn't Kimber. Who am I talking to with the phone number?
This is WSJP332GG, or better known as Gail.
WSJP332 Gail. Nice meeting you out here. Thank you for the information. This is WRKU327, and I'm also known as Wes.
Thank you, Gail.
Hi, WRKU731.
And that's Wes, whoever he is.
Thank you, Wes and Ed. It's been very nice talking to the both of you tonight. This is WSJP332, standing by and listening.
Wes, you are exhausting.